I want to thank everyone. Ellie, are we good?
Yeah.
Went live?
Oh, wait, 1 second.
I want to thank everyone very much for coming. Today is the last stop in the seventh chapter here in Maseches Brachos. The theme is still the topic of Zimun, Birkas HaMazon, Koshel Bracha, and God willing, we'll start the next chapter, which is general laws about a meal. So again, just to review, at the very end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara taught us that if a person is eating, Rabbi Yehuda said someone's eating and he realizes that he hasn't said a bracha, so what does he do? He said he can just shift the food to one side of the mouth and make a bracha with food in his mouth. Like Gemara said, but we learned in a braisa that if you're eating and you didn't realize you make a bracha, you spit the food out. Then you make a bracha and you keep eating the food. So the Gemara resolved that question. It really depends on the type of food. If the food could be spit out, and it wouldn't get disgusting, you spit it out, make a bracha, and eat it. But if it's the food that were you to put it out of your mouth, it would no longer be appealing. So then you just move it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha with the food in your mouth. Says the Gemara, even if you have the option of being able to move food to the side of your mouth, so why do we say that if the food would stay good once it comes out of the mouth, push it out of your mouth and make the bracha? Just move it to the side of the mouth. So let's start from there. Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, B'midi lo mimis nami. If it's an item that doesn't become disgusting as well, just move it to one side of the mouth, and make the bracha with it in your mouth. So Rav Yitzchak Kas Kasa said it, explained it in front of Rav Yossi Bar Avin, the name of Rav Yochanan, Yishum Shenamar, because the verse says, Yimalei Pi Tzilasecha, my mouth should be filled with your praises. So the verse is saying that the best way to praise Hashem, the best way to say a bracha, is for the blessing to fill the mouth. So if I have food in my mouth and I move it to one side, then the blessing is not filling my mouth. There's food and blessing in my mouth. The best is for the blessing to fill the mouth fully. Yimalei pi. My mouth should be filled with tilasecha, with your praise. Your praise should be what fills my mouth. So therefore, ideally, is to clean the mouth out and the whole mouth is just praising God. If you can't do that, because if you put the food out, then the food becomes disgusting. You're not going to want to eat it anymore. So then already you just shift it to the side of the mouth and say a blessing without that blessing filling the entirety of the mouth. Okay, so we are here, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph today. The fourth line here in the Gemara. They asked the question of Rav Chisda. What about somebody who ate or drank and then he realizes I didn't make a blessing? So he's in the middle of his food. I didn't make a blessing. What do I do? So can he now make the blessing? So Amalusi said, of course, make the blessing now. You're in the middle of the food. So make a blessing now. You didn't do the mitzvah for the first food that you ate. At least have a mitzvah for the next food that you eat. He said, he gave an example. Somebody who ate garlic. And now because he ate garlic, there's a bad smell coming out of his mouth. So now, would we tell him, okay, eat some more garlic so that you'll have more bad smell out of your mouth? No. You already have a bad smell out of your mouth. So he did an aveira. He ate without a blessing. So now say, keep on eating. Keep doing an aveira. No, you're eating. You're getting benefit, as we've learned. You're not allowed to benefit from this world without a blessing. Right? If you eat benefit from this world without a blessing, it's like you're stealing from God's property. It's as if you're a thief. We're not going to tell him, okay, keep on doing it. So he missed it the first time. But now he should make the blessing. Ravina said, well, once you're saying that he can make a blessing after he started, therefore, Ravina says, I think even if he finished his eating, he should still make the blessing. If he finished eating, he should now say the shakul niyabidvaro for what he ate. The time we lived in a braisa, taval v'ala, when you have a person converting to Judaism. So when does he recite the blessing? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvos levitzivanu ala tevila, who's commanded us on immersion. He doesn't do it before he's not Jewish. So it's only once he goes into the mikvah, when he's coming out of the mikvah, he says the blessing. So Tavo Ba'Allah, he immerses when he ascends. Omer Ba'Aliyasa, when he's coming out, he says, Baruch Hashem Kishan V'mitzvah V'mitzvah V'mitzvah. So the same way, in regards to going to the mikvah, tvila, you can recite the blessing for the tvila after the tvila. The same should be true in regards to eating food. After you ate food, you'll make the blessing of Shakal Nevidbaro, or Amotzi, or Bermini Mazonos, whatever it was. Says the Gemara, Ravina's point is wrong. Velohi, it's not comparable. Hasamei kara gavra lochazi. Before he went into the mikvah, he wasn't Jewish. How could he say, thank you, God, who's commanded us and sanctified us with your mitzvahs? He's not Jewish. He's not able to say a blessing. So since he wasn't able to say a blessing before, he can say the blessing afterwards. Hachabad over here, Neikara Gabra Chazi. He could, he's a person who's worthy to do it. He could have recited the blessing on the food. He just didn't notice. He didn't pay attention. But he could have. So therefore, hold the itchi. Since he missed out on what he should have done, that's it. It's missed out. Once it's been pushed aside. If he's finished with eating, he can't recite a blessing anymore. Now the Gemara is going to talk about a certain dish that I'm not really familiar with it. It was called asparagus. It was consumed before they would eat a meal in the morning. It was either based on wine or based on beer, different types of asparagus. There were all sorts of things in it. So Tana Rabbanan lived in a braisa. Rashi says they would drink this cup of asparagus each morning on an empty stomach, empty heart, to heat. It was a healing thing, the refuah. So Tana Rabbanan lived in a braisa. Asparagus yafalulev. It's good for the heart. V'tov le'inayim. And it's also good for the eyes. V'kol shekein le'inayim. Certainly it's very good for the intestines. So it's good for the heart, eyes, and intestines. Again, as we've learned before in this Masechta, and we'll learn it in Masechta Shabbos as well, the many posts can say we should not rely on the Gemara's medicinal or health advice. Here is, in fact, the Marshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, says in Masechas Chulin, there's a Cherem Kadmonim, there is a vow from the earlier generations prohibiting anyone from relying on this medicinal advice, because they were in Persia and the personalities of people in Persia were different and the climate was different. So we shouldn't be trying these things in our own homes. If somebody tries and it doesn't work for him, he's then going to say, oh, the halacha also doesn't work for me. So therefore, there's an old, old prohibition not to use any of these advices. But okay, it says here, asparagus, this drink, based on some alcoholic beverage, is good for the heart, good for the eyes, and very good for the intestines. If somebody regularly drinks this drink, it's yafal l'chol gufo, it's good for the whole body. However, if somebody gets drunk out of it, then kasher l'chol gufo, that's bad for the whole body. Getting drunk is always bad. Since it says it's good for the heart, that must mean that we're talking about the asparagus built on wine. And then it says, certainly it's good for the intestines. It's good for the heart, it's good for the eyes, certainly good for the intestines. By the time we live in a braisa, lelat yafe, what's good for the heart, lave, what's good for the einayim, what's good for the ayin here, what's good for the tes, what's good for the tchol, what's good for the spleen, then leramat kasha, that same thing which is good for the eyes, heart, and spleen, lat, is bad for the rosh, for the head, for the me'ayim, for the intestines, and for the tachtonios. Tachtonios, different explanations what tachtonios are. Some say it's hemorrhoids. Some say it's some stomach, some problem in the next to the belly button. So here you see that what's good for the eyes and the heart, the asparagus that's good for the eyes and heart, is bad for the intestines. And we just said that the asparagus is good for the heart, good for the eyes, and certainly good for the intestines. And so the Gemara, Kitanya Ibn Miyushan, it depends what type of wine it is. If it's an old asparagus with a very old wine, then it's good for the intestines. Kitanya is good in a Mishnah. If a person says, okay, I've learned all these new health things, so therefore, Konim, I'm making a vow, Yayin Shani Toim. I'm making a vow, I'm not going to taste any wine. Why? Shayayin kashal of neimei ayin. I'm not going to taste wine because wine is bad for the intestines. I'm going to say to him, that's true. But halom yushen yavulu of neimei ayin. But the old wine is good for the intestines. The shadik and he was quiet. So the halach is like this. Asur b'chadash. His vow took effect. He's not allowed to have the new wine because he made a vow. I'm not going to have new wine because it's bad for the intestines. But since the whole reason for his vow was based on the impact that the wine has on his body, and they told him that the old wine is good for the intestines, and he didn't say anything about it, so that means that for the old wine, he doesn't want to have this vow. And therefore, he's allowed to have old wine. Shmamina. And that's the proof that old wine is good for the intestines. So asparagus of old wine is the asparagus that's good for the heart, good for the eyes, and good for the intestines. Yeah, question?
So, Rabbi, in abbreviation, when you have half mouth food, you still could do the bracha.
If you can't get the food out of your mouth.
If you can't get the food out, otherwise the empty mouth.
Otherwise, better to empty your mouth and fill your mouth with Hashem's praises.
Okay, and the second thing is that, what was the other one? I forgot.
After you eat, you can't make a bracha anymore.
In the middle of the eating,
you make a bracha. At the end of the eating, you can't make a bracha.
You cannot make it.
Right. Anymore. Unlike going to the mikvah, where a convert can make the blessing when he comes out, because he couldn't make the blessing before.
But you can still make the bracha achrona.
Bracha achrona, correct.
Oh, in the middle, Rabbi. You remember you didn't say the bracha.
Then you make the bracha.
You can't make the
bracha. Then you're supposed to make the bracha.
In the middle.
So we saw, now we're going to talk about different things about asparagus. There's six things that were said about this drink, asparagus. One, ein shenosen oso ela kishahu chai. You only drink it if it was made out of raw wine, not if the wine in it was diluted wine. We saw earlier that with wine, the Mishnah says the best way to drink it is with diluted, but not with the asparagus. Asparagus is better if it's undiluted. No water in it. Two, ain't chosen also, I'm sorry, it has to be mulli. You have to drink a full cup. You have to drink a full cup, not a partial cup. We're going to see that there are problems with demons. So maybe if it's a partial cup, the demons come. Three, mekablo biyamin. You take it in your right hand, vishoseyu bismol, but you drink it out of your left hand. So you pick it up, somebody hands it to you in your right, you drink it in your left. Four, ein mesichan achrav. You don't talk afterwards. You drink it and then you eat right away. Five, ein mafsikin bo. You don't drink and then stop. You drink it straight. And six, ein machzirin oso el misha nasnalo. And you drink the cup and you give it back to the person who you gave it to. And another thing, virak achrav. Whatever saliva comes into the mouth after drinking the asparagus, you should spit it out. And another point is the ein somchen oso elabimino. The food that you eat right after the asparagus has to be the same type as the asparagus. Ask the Gemara about time. But remember, I say ein somchen oso elabipas. The food that you have right after the asparagus is bread. That's what you proximate. That's what you put samuch next to it. Lo kashas not a contradiction. Habda chamra. What is the asparagus drink built out of wine? So the asparagus drink based on the wine that you have bread right afterwards. Habba the shikha, this brisa that said that you should have something which is the same type, that's talking about the asparagus drink built out of beer. Now they used to make beer out of dates and out of figs. Date honey and fig honey. So if you have this asparagus based on a base of date beer, right afterwards eat dates. If it was based on fig beer, right afterwards, eat figs.
So how did that answer the question, Rabbi? They said you're supposed to eat bread with it.
For the wine. The wine asparagus has bread. The beer-based asparagus has the dates or the figs, whatever the beer came from.
The wine asparagus, you still say Perea Geffen?
I would think so, yeah.
But it's not made out of grapes, Rabbi?
Another one. Oh, okay. Wine with asparagus.
Asparagus is not our It's not our vegetable. It's a drink. This is a drink. This is a drink. But this is the normal way of drinking it. According to the Chachamim, you would say, I think, Borei Pri HaGafen. Okay, the asparagus, says the Gemara further. Tani Chada, one brisa says that this drink, lelat yafes, good for lif, for the lave, the heart, the enayim, the eyes, and the tchol, the spleen, and leramat kasha, it's bad for the rosh, the head, the meayim, the intestines, and the tatchonios, which we said were either hemorrhoids or the belly button. The tani dechlumen in another brisa, the asparagus. Le ramat, for the head, intestines, and tatronios, yaf, it's good. Le la'at, for the heart, eyes, and spleen, kasha, it's not good. So how do we resolve it? It's going to low kasha, again, it's not a contradiction. Haba de chamra, what is the asparagus drink built on wine? Haba de shichra, the other one is the one built on beer. Tani chadri, one braisa, rak achrav loka. After you drink the asparagus, if you spit right away, then you're going to get sick. Tanidach, the other braisa says, lo rak achrav loka. If you don't spit right away, you're going to get sick. So either you should spit or you shouldn't spit. What is it? Lo kash, again, there's not a contradiction. Haba de chamra. One is talking about the asparagus drink of wine. The asparagus drink of wine, you should not spit afterwards. Haba de shichra. The other one is talking about the asparagus drink of beer. You should spit right afterwards. So now that we said that if you don't spit after the asparagus of beer, you get sick. Therefore, meimav mizrakin. Therefore, if you did drink the asparagus of beer right away, you need to get that water out. You need to spit. It's a real danger if you don't spit. Afilu bifnei hamelech. Even if you're standing in front of a king. Not respectful to spit in front of a king, but you have to do it to get the asparagus taste out of your mouth, because otherwise there's a danger of getting sick. All right, we are on the second wide line on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We spoke about six different things about asparagus. So now we're going to learn about a bunch of things that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha heard in heaven from an angel. So I'm Rabbi Shom and Elisha. Shlosh advarim sach li Suriel. Three things I heard from the angel Suriel, Sarapnim, the angel who comes in and out before God. So what did this angel tell Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? One, al tito chaluk chashachris miyad hashamish. When you wake up in the morning, don't take your robe right away from the attendant. First thing in the morning, the tilbash, and to wear it. So the reason, the problem is, you should take it yourself. Don't have your attendant bring in your robe, because apparently these activities attract the damaging angels, the shadim, the mazikim. So if a person allows the attendant to bring the robe to him, and then he takes the robe from the attendant when he's waking up, so then he might get damaged by the mazikim. So you should go take it yourself. Number two, al tito yodecha, don't wash your hands in the morning. Mimi shelo natal yadav. Don't have somebody who himself didn't wash his hands pour water on your hands. Because again, that brings the mazikin. And number four, al tachzir kos asparagus el misha natal lecha. Don't take the cup of asparagus that you got and give it to somebody else. No, you have to give it back to the person who gave it to you. Why? Mipnei. Because there's a group of demons called Tachsifis. Amila, others say that they're called Istalgis, Shel Malachi Chabara, which is a group of damaging angels, Malachi Chavala, Mitzapno Adam. They're looking at a person, for whom they're saying, when's a person going to do one of these things? Take his shirt from the attendant, give the cup of asparagus back to the one give the cup of asparagus to somebody else, or allow his hands to be washed by someone who himself has a bad spirit on his hands because he hasn't washed his hands, be lucky, and then a person might get caught in these demons. Right, another thing. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Levi, Rabbi Yishmael Levi said, Shlosh advarim sachti malach hamavas. These things were told to me by the angel of death. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubos, Rabbi Yishmael Levi once went with the angel of death into Gan Eden, and then he came back. So, Rabbi Yishmael Levi, when he came back, said three things the angel of death told me. Number one, Al titol chaluk chashachas mi'an ha-shamash v'tilbash. Again, don't take your robe first thing in the morning from an attendant and wear it. Rather, go take it yourself and wear it. Two, Al titol yodecha mi'mishlo natal yadav. Don't wash your hands from someone who himself didn't wash his hands. And three, Al tamod ufnei anashim b'sha shechozos min ames. Don't stand in front of the women when they are coming back from a funeral. Why? Says the angel of death, b'nei shani miraki duval ufneim, because I'm dancing around in front of them at that moment. With my sword in my hand, I have the permission to cause damage, so therefore don't do these things, and that might cause damage if you do these things, getting the shirt from the attendant instead of taking it yourself, having your hands washed by someone who himself didn't wash his hands, or standing in front of the women who are coming back from the funerals, the angel of death might be able to cause damage. Now, the ipaga, if a person did meet up with women who are coming back from a funeral, what should he do? So if the angel of death is around, so one thing he can do is lynch of mizuchte arba amos. He should jump from his place 6 feet, 4 amos away. Or ikanahara, if there's a river, so liabra, he should pass the river. So there'll be a river between him and these women. Vikadarkachina, or if there's some other road, Lazel boy can go on that other road. Vikagud, and if there's a wall, Lake Rachori should go stand behind the wall. Vilo, and if there's no wall, Vihadr Api should turn his face for Laman, he should say, Vayomer Hashem la Satan, Hashem said to the Satan, Yigar Hashem Bacha Satan, Hashem will attack you, the Satan. Vigar Hashem Bacha, and Hashem will attack you, Abuchebi Yushalayim, the one who chooses Jerusalem. Halozu'ud Mutzamesh, behold, Jerusalem is the ember saved from the fires of the Chofimine until they walk away from him. I'm Reb Zeira, I'm Reb Avot. Reb Zeira said, Reb Avot said, I'm going to say, Masid Zonon Nebraisa. Asar Advarim Namru Bekosho Bracha. There are 10 things said about the cup of wine that we use for Birkas Hamazon, cup for a blessing. So these are things to do to show honor to the blessing. So if you're going to have a Zimun with a cup over Birkas Hamazon, over a cup, you have to do these 10 things to the cup. Number one, Ta'un hadacha, you have to wash it off, inside and outside. Hadacha is to wash it off inside, shtifa is to wash it off outside. The poskim say that nowadays, if you don't have water, if you towel it very well, inside and outside, that's the same as washing it off inside and outside. Three, the wine that goes in has to be chai, has to be raw, and then you dilute it. So first the wine, and then you put in water. Four, Mala, you have to fill it up to the very top. It should overflow a little bit. Five, itur, you have to beautify it. We'll see what beautifying means. Ituf, you have to cover it. Cover your head. When you say the blessing, you have to cover your head. Seven, notlo b'shteyadav, you pick it up with your two hands. Eight, v'nostam b'yad yamin, then you put it into the right hand. Nine, magbio min akarka tefach. If you're sitting, you have to lift it at least a tefach above the table. That's at least 3 inches above the table. 10, v'nosen ein of bo. You have to be looking at it when you make the bracha. V'yesh omrim, some say, af meshagrib matan lanche beso. That another thing you have to do with it is that you give it as a gift to your wife. That when you finish the birkas hamazon, you send the kosho bracha to your wife, as we'll see, that drinking from the cup of wine that the Birkas Hamazon was set over is a source for fertility and blessing for the children, so therefore you send it to the wife.
And this is right for the Birkas Hamazon or also for Kiddush?
Well, this is, we're talking here about Birkas Hamazon. The Rambam says it applies to Kiddush too. Rabbi Yochanan said, Anu ein lanu el arba bilvad. We only have 4 things. Hadzacha, washing it out inside. Shtifa, washing it out outside. Chai, put it in raw and then put it in the water, umale, and fill it up to the top. Tanu in the braisa, hadacha, the washing it out is mi bifnim. The word hadacha means to wash it inside. Shtifa is to wash it out mi bachutz on the outside. Rabbi Yochanan said, kolam avarech al kos mali. Anyone who recites a blessing on a full cup, dost and lo, nachla bli mitzarim. They'll give him an inheritance with no limits. Shanam, as it says, Umalei Birkas Hashem, and filled with the blessing of God, Yam V'Darom, to the west, to the south, Yerash, he'll inherit all of that. All over, he'll be inheriting. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Amar, Zolcha V'Nochel Shnei Olamin, in the merit of having a full cup, he will merit to inherit both worlds, this world and the next world. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. So it could have just said Yam V'Darom Rash. Why did it say Yerasha? So Yam V'Darom Yerasha is a Yud and a Hey. The verse says, "V'yah Hashem tzur lamim," with the yud and the hey, God created worlds, not just a world, but worlds, this world and the next world. So through having a full cup, person merits to have this world and the next world. What is itur? What is the beautification? Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda would be ma'atreyu b'talmidim. He would gather around his students. He would adorn it with the students. He'd beautify it by having all the students around when he says the blessing. Rav Chisda Matli Benatli, he used to adorn it with lots of other cups around it. Put a lot of cups of wine around it, and one cup in the middle, the Kosho Bracha. Am Rav Chanan said, Uvachai. In those adornment cups, he would put in raw wine. Am Rav Sheshes says, Ubebir Chasa Aretz. When he'd get to the second blessing of Nodulacha, then he would pour a little bit from the cups that are around into this cup of Bracha, as a sign of adornment and beauty. Ito, if you have to cover your head when you say the bracha, Rav Papa Ma'atif Yasi, Rav Papa used to wrap himself in a talus and sit and recite Birkas Hamazon. Rav Asi Parasuja Reshe, Rav Asi used to put a cloak on his head so that he has the seriousness and humility when he recites the blessing on the Koshal Bracha. Note, Lubeshe Yadav, you pick it up with both hands. I'm Rav Chinna Bar Papa, my crow, what's the source? The verse tells us, Su'u Yedeichem Kodesh. Lift up your hands with the holiness. U'barchu es Hashem, and bless God. Not Yadcha, but Yedeichem, your hands. Then he puts it, V'nosu Yemin, he hands it over to the right hand. I'm Rav Chinna Bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rishonim Shalu. The earlier sages asked, S'mo ma'oshet s'sayel Yemin. Can the left be supporting the right? Rav Ashi said, since the earlier ones had this question, but they didn't resolve it, we should do strictly, don't have the left supporting the right, just hold it with the right. You lift the cup up from the floor, at least to tefach. What's the source? Kos Yeshuos Esa, the cup of salvation I'll lift up, and I'll call out to the name of God. He puts his eyes on it, he watches it. He's not distracted from it. He sent it to his wife as a gift. That his wife would be blessed and her children would be healthier through drinking the cup of blessing. Ula once came to the house of Nachman. He ate with them bread. And he recited Birkas Hamazon. After he recited Birkas Hamazon, they gave... Ula gave the cup of Birkas Hamazon to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Lish darmar kasli berchasli Yalta. Send this cup to my wife Yalta, because if the wife gets this cup, it'll create a blessing." Yeah, Amar Le. So Ula said, "No." Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Ein pibitna shalishim is barach alam pibitna shalish." The same way the wife gets blessed with the cup of blessing, so too does the husband get blessed. So through the husband's blessing, it's just as good. Shenem, as it says, Uveirach pivitnecha, and he'll bless the fruit of your stomach. Pivitna lo nemer, it doesn't say the fruit of her stomach, ela pivitnecha, but the fruit of your stomach. So therefore, Ula said, the wife doesn't have to drink. If the husband is drinking, that's just as good. Tanim Melchior is learning a brisa this way. If Nasan Omer Nasan says, V'nayin shem pivitne shal ishim is barachim pivitne shal ish. How do we know that the fruit of the woman's stomach is only blessed through the fruit of the man's stomach? Shem, as it says, through the husband's stomach. Shem says, Uberach pivitnecha. And he'll bless the fruit of your stomach. Pivitna lo nemar. It doesn't say the fruit of her stomach, el pivitnecha, but rather the fruit of your stomach. Adachi, so through this whole conversation, Shama Yalta. Yalta heard that Ula doesn't want to send her the cup of bracha. So she got angry. Kama Bezira, she got up in great rage. Also Bechamra, she went to the place which had all the wine stored. Vitavra Abra Meyadana Dechamra. She broke 400 barrels of wine. So Rav Nachman wanted to calm her down. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Ula, Neshadr Lefmar Kasachmina. So send her another cup. Shalachla, Sir Rav Nachman sent. Kol hai navgad abirchasahi. All this wine is a cup of bracha. So you can drink this cup too. Shalachle, so she sent back. Imaduri mili, from the people who walk around. Imaduri, the people who walk around. There are lots of words, mili, lots of words. Umismartute kalmi. And from the from the worn out clothing, there are lice. In other words, what you're telling me is a bunch of nonsense. You know, it's not that all the wine is kosher bracha. There was one cup that Birkas HaMazon was set on. You should have sent it to me. I would have had a bracha if you sent it to me. It's not right that you didn't. And this is just Stam. You're trying to make me feel better.
That's not the one, Rabbi.
It's a lot of wine, yeah.
She's in another location?
Even in another location, yeah.
Different
it's a bracha for the wife to have the kosher bracha. It helps. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, Ein masichin al kosher bracha. You can't speak while holding the kosher bracha. If you hold the kosher bracha, you use it to recite the bracha, and that's it. And you don't talk before you drink from it. All right. Amar Ravasi, Ein mevarchin al kosher puranim. Sometimes you don't make a blessing if it's a cup of misfortune. My kosher puranim, what's this cup of misfortune? Amar Rav Nachman kosheni. Let's say you ate one cup during you drink one cup during birkas during the meal, then the birkas hamazon is going to have a second cup, so that shouldn't get a bracha because then you have the problem of zugos, the problem of pairs, and again the Gemara in Psachim tells us that the demons come when there are pairs of things done together, so therefore then you shouldn't make a blessing on the cup. Tanim Elchus London Abraisa Hashosa Kiflaim, someone who drinks two cups. In other words, where did he say Birkas HaMazon on a cup? It would be his second cup because he already drank a first cup. Lo Yavarech, he shouldn't recite Birkas HaMazon on the cup. He should say Birkas HaMazon without a cup. Mishum Shenem, because the verse says, He called the Kras Elokecha Yisrael, prepare yourself with honor before your Lord Israel. Vailo Mitkin, this is not something honorable. This is not respectable. This is not prepared in the right way. This causes the demons to come. Amar Rabbo said, Amar Masisitana, some said it was sort of Nebraisa. Ha'ochel Mahalech, if a person is eating while walking, so then when it's time for Birkas HaMazon, he should stop, stand still, and recite Birkas HaMazon, but he doesn't have to sit down. But if he was eating while standing, then to say Birkas HaMazon, he should sit down to recite the blessing after eating. If he was reclining while eating, he should sit up to recite the Birkas HaMazon, because that shows more respect and not just reclining and relaxed. It really does not the case, even when walking, even when standing, Yoshev Mevarech, you have to sit in order to recite the blessing of Birkas HaMazon. Hajan Alach, Blessed Hashem Yisbarach, Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu, Vehadarach Alan. Next Mishnah. Eilu Dvarim.
When do we do that?
When do we do it?
So this makes it sound like if you make the meal to start and you drank the whole cup, then you wouldn't bench on the cup.
Correct, because you had a problem of zugos. The there's a Meiri here. The Meiri says that this whole concept of zugos was based on superstition. The Persians had the superstitions of twos. So the Jewish peasants picked up the superstition, and if there were things that were twos, they would be scared to do it. But now that the non-Jews are no longer afraid of twos, we can go back to not being afraid of twos. And that's, in fact, the halacha, that we don't have this problem of twos. And we would say, we'll have a kosher bracha, even though it's the second cup that we're drinking. The Beis Yosef writes, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bizmamenu lo shamanu makpidim bezugos. I've never heard of anyone who's makpid about it, but he said if somebody is, then he could follow what the Gemara says. But no one typically is careful for that.
Rabbi, you're talking about the Kiddush wine, right?
But there was a superstition against ever having two ever any twos, not to eat two pieces of bread, not to
no,
eat.
No, I understand, but first of all, why do we have two loaf of bread for
no, sharing? We're going to get Masechta Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, it's a pasuk.
Okay, secondly, are you talking about, can we open up a different bottle of wine and have two cups of it, you know?
Maybe that would help.
You know.
Our wine today is considered diluted?
It's already diluted, yes.
Diluted, right.
Is it for semen or for just 10? Or by yourself?
I think you can do for 3, you can do for 10. All right, says the Mishnah.
Is this Mishnah the whole paragraph of Mishnah?
I don't remember. Hey, Ludvarim, Shabbain Beis Shammai, Bein Beis Hillel, Besuda. The following arguments are arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of a meal. So for Kiddush of Friday night, Beis Shammai say Mevarech al Hayom. First you say the blessing of Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'yachach Mevarech al Hayayin, and then you make the blessing of Borer Pi HaGafen. Beis Hillel say Mevarech al Hayayin. First you make the bracha of Borer Pi HaGafen, V'yachach Mevarech al Hayom, and then the blessing of Mekadesh HaShabbos. Beis Shammai Yom Notlin Yodayin V'yachach Moskin HaZakos. Beis Shammai say first you wash your hands and then you dilute the wine. Beis Hillel no, Moskin HaZakos. First you dilute the wine, V'yachach Notlin Yodayin, then you wash your hands. B'Shamay say you clean your hands with a towel, with a kerchief. You can leave it on the table. B'Shamay no, you can't leave it on the table. Ala kesses, you put it on the pillow. B'Shamay say you sweep the house and then you wash your hands. B'Shamay say no, you wash your hands and you sweep the house. Let's say your shalashudis went late. So you want to have the Birkas HaMazon and combine it with Abdallah. So Beis Shammai say, what you do is, first you say, Bori Morio Eish, or actually they say, you say Bori Moro Eish, as we're going to see. Then you say Birkas HaMazon, then you say Bori Mine B'Samim, and then you say Amavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol. All in one cup. They still Omrim, no. Ner, first Bori Moro Eish, then B'Samim, then Bori Mine B'Samim, then Birkas HaMazon, and then the Abdallah, Amavdo Ben Kodesh L'chol.
And you do Abdallah before Ma'ariv, then?
Yeah, you're doing it before Ma'ariv. Be'sham, or maybe you daven Ma'ariv earlier. Be'shamay say, Shabara Ma'ora Eish. You say the blessing of, the text of the blessing is, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kanim El-Cholim, Shabara, who created Ma'ora Eish, the light of the fire. You don't say Ma'ora Eish, you say Borei Ma'orei Eish, who created the lights of the fire. You don't recite a blessing on the flames or the spices of a Gentile. Nor for the candle or the spices of the dead. Nor on the candle or the besamim of Avodah Zarah. You can't make the blessing for the flames on during Avdallah until you enjoy the light. Someone who ate and he forgot. And he realized, oh, I didn't recite because I wasn't where I ate, and now I walked away. Beis Shammai says he has to go back to where he ate and recite the Birkas HaMazon there. Beis Hillel says you can recite the blessing where you remembered. How long can you recite the blessing after you ate? As long as the food inside of him has not yet been digested. It's still being digested. But if they have wine that comes to them after the meal, if there's only one cup, he says the blessing for the wine, and then he says on that same cup the blessing of Birkas HaMazon. He says the Birkas HaMazon, and then he says the blessing for the wine. You can say Amen to the blessing of a Yisrael. You don't say Amen after the blessing of a Samaritan, unless you hear the entirety of the bracha, and then you can recite Amen to his bracha as well. Differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a meal. Beis Shammai mevarech al hayom, v'achach mevarech al hayayin. First it says the blessing for the day, then the Borei Pi HaGafen. Shayom gorm le'an shiyavo. Because without the day, we wouldn't be saying Kiddush. The day is causing the wine to come. Hukvar kiddush hayom. Reason number two. First the day became Shabbos. V'adayin yayin lobo. You don't have the wine yet. So first you have the obligation of Kiddush, of the Birchas Mekadesh HaShabbos, before the blessing of the wine. First you say the blessing on the wine. Then you say the blessing for the day. Because the wine is what enables the blessing of Kiddush to be said. And another reason, the blessing on wine is more regular. You say it all the time. The blessing for Mekadesh HaShabbos is not so regular. It only happens on Shabbos. Tadir v'sheinu tadir. When you have the more regular, the less regular, tadir kodem, the more regular comes first. V'halacha d'ibir Beis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ma d'barach, why Beis Hillel have to give a second reason? V'chi tem, if you're going to tell me, ha'asam tati, Beis Shammai, you have two reasons. V'achachadu, you only have one reason. V'achanami tati, I also have two reasons. Because birchas hayayin tadira, the blessing for the wine is more regular. Birchas hayom, eino tadir, the blessing for the day. Kaddish HaShabbos is not as regular. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, when you have the more regular and irregular, tadir kodem. Then you have to say halacha Beis Hillel. Pshit, of course. Hanafka Baskel, we learned in Masechet Ervin, there was a voice that came out of heaven that said the law is always like Beis Hillel. Maybe this price was taught before that voice came out of heaven. It was after the voice came out of heaven, and Bezrat Hashem will continue at that point tomorrow.